Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. We lost him last month. One of the great rockers of all time, Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Mad Dog technology regulatory expert Wayne Cruz is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, Wayne, I hated about losing Joe. You're a fan of rock and roll.
If only I could talk about regulations with a voice that sound like razor blades and gravel.
What a great performer!
It's been a real interesting year. I just noticed when I was putting these figures together that of the six highest ever Federal Register page counts. You know, that's a daily compilation of rules and regulations. Of the six highest, five of them belong to President Obama.
The regulatory state of the government. If you just tuned in, we're talking about the what happened in 2014. You heard about Congress being having a low productivity year, not getting anything done. Well, don't worry, your regulatory state was, you know, they were working overtime to pass a bunch of regulations that imposed more restrictions on all of us out here in the marketplace. And Wayne tracks those things at CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I know it's just me, but I always hear people say, you know, they need Congress to get things done. I'd love to see it get some things undone.
Right.
And that's one of the things we never do.
Well, you were talking in the last segment about the possibility of regulatory
Reduction Commission.
But you know, we've had lots of commissions. Nothing ever happens until somebody comes up with something that says, okay, we're going to come up with a, and I don't know what it would take. I don't know if it would take a bunch of funerals, maybe some medication to get these guys to do this, but to make it where any regulation that is promulgated, never mind the law, a regulation that's promulgated has a 5-year life. And if you don't renew it in 5 years, it dies.
It goes away. That has been, you know, you want regulations to have an expiration date like a carton of milk. Now, say the rule is continued. Okay, that's fine. I want to be able to track that. But what we need to know is that somebody is reviewing this stuff and make sure that it still makes sense. Because economies change, markets change, businesses change. But none of this ever gets rooted out. Even the Progressive Policy Institute, which is a left-of-center organization, had come out in favor of the Regulatory Reduction Commission notion. Now, I know commissions are what they are, but you imagine a bipartisan package put together every year of rules to eliminate with an up or down vote, no amendments allowed. You kind of do it like the Military Base Closure Commission. But, yeah, I think you need sunsetting of rules. I think we need a regulatory cost budget that makes Congress answer for all of these rules. And this year, I hope we pass that so-called RAINS Act.
Well,
you know, of those 3,000 regulations, there are some of them that are huge. Make those back to Congress and have Congress approve them.
I want to come back to something you said earlier in the visit. You said that another group you were associated with said that if it weren't for regulation, the ones we don't need, not the ones that keep us safe, the ones we don't need, that instead of a $16-17 trillion economy, we could have a $50-60 trillion economy. Here's something that you didn't include in that analysis, Wayne. Maybe, and I'm not sure whether they did or not. Think about the taxes paid on that amount of productivity. Think about what the government is losing. When regulations impact small businesses and hold us back and prevent us from doing things, prevents us from growing, either physically, literally, legally, or emotionally holds us back, think about the opportunity cost that hurts the government, because when we don't grow, we don't pay taxes.
Jim, you need to do a law review article on that. I think you just hit on a big important point. Now, you know me, I like, you know, when government picks a state bird and then doesn't do much more than that.
Right.
Other than facilitate the business environment. But that's a very important thing. Over-regulation hurts everybody, even good government.
Right, exactly. So, folks,
when
we got to...
government's doing good things, it even hurts that.
We need to, as you think about supporting organizations that are fighting for to eliminate some of these burdens on us, think about the organizations, the people that I recommend to you on this show, like Competitive Enterprise Institute, like Wayne's Group, CEI.org, Wayne's Group over there. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
CEI.org, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Cruz. He'll be back another day. I already got some things I want to talk to him about next time he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.